6:43 coming up for this morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 30.07. No precipitation today. And again, after a midnight reading of 62, it is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI describing what happened on Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday as another assassination attempt. Under arrest, Ryan Routh, who is believed to have been waiting for Trump with a long gun on the course.
Sources tell ABC News that law enforcement's concerned that the gunman may have done surveillance and had some information about the former president's movements. Sources familiar with the matter say Mr. Trump's decision to leave Mar-a-Lago and golf caught some of his top advisors off guard. Sources familiar with his internal calendar say that the trip to the golf course was a last-minute decision.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing union workers still walking the picket line. A federal mediator is set to step in as of tomorrow. It could be a busy weather day for some in the south. A tropical system spreading heavy rain and gusty winds through the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. Shogun Baby Reindeer and Bear and Hacks all picking up Emmys last night. Shogun receiving 18 statues, the most by any show ever. This is ABC News. Chaos at a New York subway station. Two officers confronting a fare beater in Brooklyn on Sunday. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Mattery.
The officers are asking him to stop. The male is refusing to stop. At a certain point on the platform, the male, he mutters the words, "You know, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop following me."
Now, the confrontation moving inside one of the subway cars. The officers saying they shot the man after a taser didn't work. Two bystanders were also hit, including a man who is currently in critical condition, shot in the head. An officer also shot is in stable condition. Flooding in Central and Eastern Europe blamed for at least 8 deaths. Towns in Poland under 5 feet of water. A stalled storm system dropping 3 months' worth of rain over 3 days in some areas. An original member of the Jackson 5 has died. His sons announcing Tito Jackson has passed away in an apparent heart attack. Tito Jackson was 70. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is next, courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. It was Eugenio Suarez with a big hit in the 10th inning, helping to lift his team, the Arizona Diamondbacks, over the Brewers 11-10 to avoid a series sweep. Milwaukee still won the series, and they'll get back to it with a game coming up this evening as the Brewers return to action at home against the Phillies. Elsewhere yesterday, the Dodgers 9-2 over Atlanta, San Diego 4, San Francisco 3. The Cubs beat Colorado 6-2, Washington 4-3 over Miami, Philadelphia 2, the Mets 1. In the American League, Detroit 4, Baltimore 2, Cleveland 2-0 over Tampa Bay, the White Sox 4, Oakland 3, Yankees 5, Boston 2, Seattle 7-0 over Texas, Houston 6, the Angels 4. Interleague play, Minnesota 9-2 over Cincinnati, Toronto 3, St. Louis 2, Pittsburgh 4-3 over Kansas City. In the NFL yesterday, a big win for the Packers, overcoming the chance to play their backup quarterback. They were able to get it done with a win by the final of 16-10. Yesterday. Elsewhere, it was Cleveland 18-13 over Jacksonville, the Chargers 26, Carolina 3, Las Vegas 26-23 over Baltimore, Minnesota 23, San Francisco 17, the Jets 24, Tennessee 17, New Orleans 44, Dallas 19, Seattle won an overtime over New England 23-20, Tampa Bay 20 and Detroit 16, Washington 21, the Giants 18, Arizona 41, the Rams 10, Kansas City 26-25 over Cincinnati, Pittsburgh 13, Denver 6, and Houston beat the Bears by a score of 19-13 in Sunday Night Football.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
For today, a high of 86, sun mixed with a few clouds, remaining very warm. And for tonight, a few clouds and patchy fog, a low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm again, a high of 85. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and warm conditions, a high in the low 80s. 82 Thursday with sunshine, and Friday, low 80s with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. After a midnight reading of 62, we are down from that to the current mark, it is 55 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today in southwest Wisconsin as we get it going. Trying to make a living once again. This is Alabama.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheatfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Satellite communications, long-distance internet relations. The world's a little faster every day. I know it's all well and good, and I don't embrace it like I should, but I wouldn't want to go backwards even if I could. But I still like on white bread now and then, and the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road. The grass between my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. I like my 50-inch HD plasma. Feels like they just reach out and grab you. 500 channels at my command. I finally gave in and got a cell phone that I hardly ever seem to turn on. I guess I never had that much to say. And I still like bologna on white bread now and then, and the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road. The grass between my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. Got a laptop that sits on a desk. I don't use it much except to check on some old car from yesterday. I kinda like that music thing. You just download them and you can save about every song that's ever been made. But I still like white bread now and then, and the sound of a shovel head down a gravel road. The grass between my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. Well, I guess what I've been trying to say, this digital world is okay. It makes life better in a lot of ways. But it can't make the smell of spring or sunshine or lots of little things we take for granted every day. Oh, I still like bologna on white bread now and then, and the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road. The grass between my toes, that old sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. Yeah, bologna, a woman's love, and a good cell phone.
Alan Jackson, I still like bologna on white bread. Yes, absolutely. maybe a little mustard on that, baby. We're good to go. So we pack our lunch today. 6:15 today. A reminder, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 of Avoca and Highland will host a pork supper from 4:30 until 7:30 tonight at the Avoca Village Hall. The cost of the meal will be $10. The regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda may be accessed at boazwi.gov/meetings. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Tuesday from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by visiting redcrossblood.org.
Oh, come on. There we go. He was an underdog, a no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe, still wet behind the ears, a red line river just jamming his gears. There are those that are and those that ain't. The quickest get stickers, he was nothing but paint. Chartreuse paint. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior, sneaking up from the back of the pack with fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes him by. The tension mounts, now he's number two, all out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four, he sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild! Roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues about starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hit the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a Chevy van, all beat up. Did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseums, he's all the rage. The lights go down when he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild.
Two to Parker. Hit line deep to right field. Jones to the track. To the wall. Goodbye.
Snap is good.
Kick is in the air. It's got the distance. It's good.
Stop!
Mark Wills on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 19 minutes after 6.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
A farmer's health and well-being affect more than just the farmer and his or her family. Farm safety is vital for communities and our economy. This month is Farm Safety Month, and it's important for farmers and their families to stay up to date in farm safety training. This message is a service of Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Join us for the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show this weekend. Fun for the whole family, parade, midway, and $2,500 raffle. Sponsored by Kickapoo Creekside, Utter Brothers Creamery, Supps Gym, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Bailey Paint and Decorating. Friday and Saturday in Viola, you won't want to miss it.
That's coming up among the many things this weekend. We just put to rest a weekend that had a lot of things going on, and this weekend, again, no exception. And we're starting to get toward some of the homecomings for area high schools. They'll start this week, but most of them beginning the following week and then into early October as well. And we'll hope for good weather. They've talked about the turnaround. We're going to be summer-like all the way through possibly Sunday and Monday, and then it will cool off with some daytime highs in the 60s. And compared to what we've been having, that will be a shock to the system. Here's Luke Combs. trust it was a good weekend for you. Back to reality today. Sweethearts of the Rodeo and Blue to the Bone on WRCO. Our news update is next.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
It's almost time for Apple Fest in Gays Mills, happening the last full weekend in September. Get together with friends and family for fun, good food, music, and the big parade on Sunday. Visit Main Street, where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun for all ages. At the county fairgrounds, there's the Carnival Flea Market Arts and Crafts Show that will feature nearly 100 vendors, offering antiques, crafts, collectibles, and fabulous food. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 27th through the 29th. Apple Fest in Gays Mills.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs for your business signage needs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 86 with sun and a few clouds, remaining very warm. South to southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds and patchy fog, a low of 58. Tuesday, mostly sunny and very warm again with a high of 85. 55 currently in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Wisconsin 130 at the Wisconsin 133 intersection across the river to Porter Road in Lone Rock, Iowa, Richland, Sauk counties will be closed today through September 30th for the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadway construction to be conducted safely and efficiently. The posted east detour will utilize Wisconsin 130, Wisconsin 23, and U.S. 14. Through Spring Green. The west detour route will utilize Wisconsin 133, Wisconsin 80, Wisconsin 60, and U.S. 14 through Muscadet. Nearly $30 million in federal American Rescue Plan funding is allocated for projects to increase internet access in Wisconsin. 11 projects are being funded through the State Public Service Commission's Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program that will allow more than 50,000 households to receive a loaned device and over 30,000 to access free Wi-Fi. The largest recipient, United Way of Wisconsin, will get just under $16.5 million to distribute devices. Governor Tony Evers' office says since launching in 2019, the program has assisted more than 410,000 households and businesses. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stresses hunters knowing their target this deer bow season. Elk zone biologist Christina Kazuski says elk are typically quite a bit larger than adult deer. Elk are about 1 to 2 feet taller than adult deer at the shoulder height. An elk calf would be at this time of year about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but displays different coloration. Visit the DNR's website for a species identification tool and other hunting tips. A fatal collision between a motorcyclist and a bear. Just before midnight on Friday, Lincoln County deputies found 50-year-old Paul Bowman of Marshfield dead on Highway 51 in the town of Merrill. A preliminary investigation indicates Bowman's cycle was southbound when he struck a bear. It's not yet known if alcohol or speed were factors. The weekend's annual Tomahawk Fall Ride brought thousands of bikers to that area. A state senator is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Chippewa Tribe's Northern Wisconsin Reservation over comments she made at a meeting. At an August 23rd meeting on the ongoing dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau over continued road closures on tribal lands, State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end the dispute would be similar to giving in to terrorists. In the banishment notice, Tribal President John Johnson said Felskowski's comments are damaging negotiations and harmful to the tribe. Felskowski responded with her own message to the media, saying she doesn't regret making the comments, but she does regret the language she used. She said Johnson should just contact her next time, and she had no plans to visit the reservation anyway. Human remains found near Two Rivers are those of a missing three-year-old. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert made the confirmation during a press conference Friday afternoon. A skull and some bones were found by a landowner getting his land ready for hunting season in a thick wooded area with heavy underbrush. Meinert says the area was searched before. The missing child's case now becomes a death investigation. No new charges have been announced in the missing toddler's death. However, Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain in the Manitowoc County Jail on child neglect charges stemming from previous incidents. Meinert finished the press conference thanking members of Wisconsin DCI, churches, and local search groups for their efforts. The focus of the presidential campaign remains on Wisconsin. Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire Tuesday. Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz visited Wausau on Friday. Walz called on supporters to do voter engagement and get people to the polls in November to show that democracy is the right way to go. Walz campaigned in key states following last week's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Vance's Eau Claire stop comes amid a firestorm of criticism over false statements Trump has amplified targeting Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio. Wisconsin Legislative Study Committee on Artificial Intelligence continues its work. The panel met in Wausau last week, where committee chair State Senator Julian Bradley explained some of the challenges surrounding the rapidly emerging technology. Bradley said those include guarding against government overreach and protecting privacy and data. The bipartisan committee includes lawmakers and stakeholders and has had several meetings focused on different areas of AI. Additional meetings will be scheduled. Different paths forward for bus rapid transit in Wisconsin's two biggest cities. Madison's first BRT line is set to begin operating next week. The new Rapid Route A will run in dedicated lanes on an east-west route approximately every 15 minutes. Two additional routes will branch off to serve the local stops as well. All three will be served by new 60-foot articulated all-electric buses. In Milwaukee County, where the 9-mile east West Connect 1 BRT has been running between downtown Milwaukee and Wauwatosa since April. Officials announced last week that budget constraints have pushed off a planned North-South Connect 2 route for at least a decade.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
A high in the mid to upper 80s today. Some sun mixed with a few clouds, remaining very warm, and a warm breeze south-southeasterly direction at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds and patchy fog tonight, a low of 58. Tuesday mostly sunny, very warm again, a high of 85. And Wednesday plenty of sunshine and warm with a high in the low 80s. In Richland Center, yesterday we topped out at 89 degrees, and the morning low today is the current reading. We're down to 55 degrees with some patchy light fog today.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. We have a huge selection of tractors, combines, harvest equipment, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, and more. This is a live auction with online bidding available. We're taking consignments of quality equipment up until Monday, September 16th. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Sports time at 20 minutes before 7 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area sports scene, details on a Brewer loss and a Packers win on Sunday coming up.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend, the River Valley Invitational Cross Country Meet was held. Nacita was the top team in the varsity small schools. Boscobel was runner-up, led by Bodie Bright, their top runner, 17th overall. Riverdale was 5th. Lakota Brewer finished 13th, leading the Chieftains in that small school division. Also, for the girls, Riverdale's team was 10th. Mallory Meese finished 11th overall in the running on Saturday. Boscobel was 5th. Nora Gilson was the 2nd overall runner, leading the Bulldogs. In the large school division, Richland Center Ithaca was 14th. Grace Fretz finished 37th, their top runner. River Valley was 16th as a team. Brielle Grant was their top runner and was 26th in the meet. Madison West was the top school. Dodgeville Mineral Point finished 3rd. And for the boys, Richland Center Ithaca was 11th overall. Clayton Lee ran 47th. He was the top finisher for RCI. River Valley was 20th as a team. Their top runner was Nathan Hamilton on the day. The top overall boys large school division team was Madison LaFollette. Dodgeville Mineral Point finished 5th. They were led by Lane Orrett, who was 6th. On today's high school schedule, the Ithaca Bulldogs will be at Bangor for a JV football game. Riverdale with a JV game at Waseca Steuben Seneca today in Waseca. Richland Center with varsity soccer action taking on Mauston, and JV football against Lancaster. And River Valley's JV football team will be at Broadhead. For the Packer fans filling Lambeau Field yesterday at the home opener, the game looked a lot like the 1960s. Green Bay kept the ball on the ground in a 16-10 victory over the Colts. Running back Josh Jacobs rushed 32 times for 151 yards, and reserve quarterback Malik Willis was efficient, and his game got done, throwing 12 of 14 passes for 122 yards and one touchdown.
You don't know, but you just continue to work until you get that opportunity. I mean, the last opportunity I got to start a game was my rookie year. And, you know, I wasn't where I wanted to be as far as the offense went or just where I was playing NFL football, you know, as a rookie. And, you know, you don't control that, and it's a results-based business, and that's just what it is. But I just continue to try to work until I get another opportunity, and just so happened it came this week.
The team travels to Nashville next week to take on the Tennessee Titans. Other action from yesterday, Houston defeated Chicago last night, 19-13. Pittsburgh 13, Denver 6. Kansas City 26-25 over Cincinnati. Arizona beat the Rams 41-10. Washington 21, the Giants 18. Tampa Bay 20, Detroit 16. Seattle beat New England 23-20 in overtime. New Orleans 44, Dallas 19. The Jets 24-17 over Tennessee. Minnesota 23-17 over San Francisco. Las Vegas 26, Baltimore 23. The Chargers 26-3 over Carolina. And Cleveland 18-13 against Jacksonville. For the Brewers, a loss yesterday after a two-run triple by Jackson Chourio gave the Brewers a lead. Arizona won in a walk-off by scoring three times without making an out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Sunday, rookie Jackson Chourio had a single home run and that triple drive in five, but Milwaukee still lost the game 11-10. Elsewhere yesterday, Dodgers 9-2 over Atlanta. The Cubs beat Colorado 6-2, the final score. And Toronto tops St. Louis 3-2 as well in interleague play. The Badgers made too many mistakes while losing a one-sided football game to fourth-rated Alabama 42-10 on Saturday. Here is Ches Malusi.
Depends on who you're asking. For me, no, because I want to go out there and play. You know, I don't really like having a bad taste in my mouth for 2 weeks now. So, I mean, to me, no. But, I mean, you know, some guys have to get their bodies back and so what. But I would rather go play next week if it was me.
Coach Luke Fickell tells reporters they were, quote, whooped. The Badgers try to get back on the winning track Saturday in a Big Ten Conference game at USC. That will be next Saturday. And the 24-17 win at Nashville Sunday by the Jets had Wisconsin written all over it. Former Badgers star running back Braylon Allen scored twice, one of them on a pass reception from former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was 18 of 30 for 176 yards and two touchdowns. Another former Packer, Alan Lazard, caught two of those passes for 11 yards. Quite a weekend for sports. Lots of stuff to recap. And finally, Steve Stricker, finally a winner in this year's PGA Tour Champions. It took a lot of work for him, more than he wanted at the Sanford Invitational. Stricker went four playoff holes with Richard Green from Australia until a stunner of a shot. He hit out of the rough and the ball rammed into the pin and settled 2 feet away for the winning birdie yesterday. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
It's been one of those days. I don't want to do it twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer and the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So long, four wheels turning, got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word, and if I don't come back, don't come looking. About time, blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, maybe south, I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four wheels turning, got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Come a-looking. Come home, 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 home. If you wanna get down tonight,
Jackson Dean. Next hour, we'll be giving you the very first word in the Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, where you can win some cash, some gold jewelry, or even maybe some tickets to an upcoming NFL game. So be listening for that key word, which can make you a winner. And get ready. The best way is to download the Civic Media app, find your station, our station, WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword. So be aware of that. That's coming up. We'll give you the first word next hour right here on WRCO. We hope you had a good weekend. I was out and about at a wedding, and the dance went until 10 o'clock, and I was pushing it just to stay up. And like, usually I'm doing those for the days. I don't have any trouble staying up, but for whatever reason, I was sitting there almost snoring in the back, you know. Party on, Phil.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more. All built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Good luck getting there and winning your fortune today. It's 55 in Richland Center, and this is Sammy Kershaw.
Ain't nothing so precious as a firstborn child. What you call a little angel, they wandered for a while. You dear mama Violet, you proud daddy Dale. I know when they named you, they surely meant well, but by Dale, young.